and welcome to the European Patients Podcast, representing the voice of patients in Europe. This podcast is brought to you by the European Patients Forum, the leading voice of patient organizations on the continent. My name is Estefania, and I am the Communications and Outreach Officer for EPF, and I am your host on today's pod. Are you a first-time listener? Then hit the subscribe button and stay up to date with the most relevant and important stories, issues, and events surrounding patient-centered healthcare within Europe. On today's podcast, we are marking the end of the EU PEARL project, an innovative medicines initiative project aiming to make clinical trials more efficient and patient-friendly by standardizing and simplifying clinical trial platforms. Making clinical trials more efficient and patient-friendly can ensure that individuals find the clinical trial that matches their needs, that companies enroll enough patients, and eventually that new treatments are evaluated in better ways. To achieve this, EU PEARL is initially focused on four disease areas: major depressive disorder, tuberculosis, non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, and neurofibromatosis. To mark the end of the project, we'll be speaking to members of the EU PEARL project today. They'll be sharing with us about the project as well as how patient engagement was implemented throughout and what the hopes are after the project has ended in April 2023. Our guests on the pod today are Anna-Catherine Krause and Mathieu Boud. Anna-Catherine works for Novartis and is representing the patient engagement team at the EU PEARL project. Mathieu worked for EPF with many others to bring the wider patient community's perspective into the EU PEARL project. Welcome, Anna-Catherine, and welcome, Mathieu. Thanks so much for joining us today. Okay, let's kick off this discussion about EU PEARL. Anna-Catherine, can you please share with us a bit about the project's aims?
Yes, sure. Thanks for inviting me. So let's look at the project aim. You know, it's an idea that actually brings us beyond the traditional setup of clinical trials. If we take a step back, you know, how does a clinical trial look like? So it starts from the potential treatment. It's run by a sponsor, the industry, an academic institution. And, you know, one treatment is investigated in one disease by one sponsor. And I think the project is all about, you know, to find an innovative way to actually start from a patient-centric perspective. So starting from the disease and the patient needs. And if you have this in mind, you know, a person living with a disease, I think the interest is that, you know, actually, yes, there is an evaluation of new techniques and treatments, but, you know, why not do it at once? So, you know, can we have one trial where, you know, different new novel techniques and treatment are evaluated at the same time, you know, for a certain patient community? And that's actually what the project is about. You know, it's developing a framework which is called Integrated Research Platform Trials.
That's excellent. And so for, you know, for this consortium, it's a really big consortium with, you know, a really ambitious goal, but also many different partners working together to achieve this goal. Can you share with us a bit about the strengths of having such a diverse group of partners and maybe also some of the challenges?
Yes, you know, looking at this diverse group of partners, you know, patients, academia, industry, and others, it actually just reflect, you know, our ecosystem that we're kind of maneuvering in. If you think of medicines development, but also if patients, you know, actually kind of asking and receiving the care at the end in the local healthcare system. So I think it's super important, you know, to understand each other's stakeholders' perspective, be able to, you know, find areas which are of common interest, you know, and then develop solutions that we all can use together. You know, and this solution should not benefit an individual entity, but, you know, actually that we can go with a collaborative approach. And yes, I guess big projects also have challenges. I think it's maybe the size, you know, the many peoples involved, the variety of activities, and also the interdependencies, you know, of the individual working groups. But at the end, I really believe, you know, that the project vision, you know, that we all believe in, is that what kind of brings us together and kind of overcome those challenges. At the end, it's kind of finding innovative way, you know, to evaluate new medicines with and for patients to kind of, it's a bit kind of shaping the future of clinical trials.
Thanks so much, Anne-Catherine, for that answer. That's very positive to hear. Definitely the complexity, but also the many benefits. And now to you, Mathieu. You're representing the patient engagement aspect of the project. Can you share with us about the importance of patient engagement in EU-PEARL?
Yes, of course. And thank you very much for having me in this podcast. So within EU-PEARL, the patient engagement has been implemented at the different levels throughout the project, at the disease-specific level and at the non-specific level. At the non-specific level, EPF took the lead in developing the patient and community engagement in clinical platform trials. And that's a key asset for the project to be developed. It will be a repository of tools that will be launched very soon. And it will allow people to look for resources to do patient engagement in clinical trials. So this is a key outcome of the project. When it comes to the disease-specific level in the EU-PEARL project, the patient community had a clear and tangible impact. And I want to give two examples. The first one is the major depressive disorder patient community that suggested the use of specific digital tools to be used in the clinical trial because it is meaningful for this patient community in this clinical study. And that was recognized as a true added value to the study. The second tangible impact was within the neurofibromatosis community that worked with the researchers on a patient preference study that showed the importance of including the studying of high-grade glioma, which was revealed as one of the most important topics of concern by the neurofibromatosis patient community. And moreover, the same community insights led to the inclusion of another patient-relevant outcome to enrich the trial. So that's really a step closer to a patient-centric trial, isn't it? And that's in the context of a platform trial.
Thank you so much for sharing those, you know, those two different levels of engagement, which, you know, sounds very much like it was very carefully planned to make an impact across all of the different areas of EU-PEARL, whether it was specific or more general. Anne-Catherine, now over to you. The project aimed to deliver an adaptive platform that allows multiple companies to test their drugs simultaneously, allow new treatment groups to be added at any time, and also for dropping ineffective treatments. Why was it so important to the project to add the focus conditions? And why was patient engagement conceived from the start?
So when you think about, you know, the resources that will kind of be soon presented, you know, kind of all these framework and tools that help, you know, consortia actually at the end to perform those platform trials. Of course, you know, if these trials are designed for patients, it's important also to kind of develop, you know, those overarching tools that everybody can use, you know, with patients at the time, because at the end, patients will be the participants of the clinical trial. So we have those, I would say, kind of overarching resources that everybody could use in a certain disease area. But I think it's also super important actually that certain disease areas are represented in the project, because, you know, those disease areas actually at the same time were using those tools in development and were able to directly provide feedback. So actually those tools could have been improved by the actual experience, you know, of platform trials in a certain disease. And I think when we talk about disease, I think it's also what Mathieu mentioned before, is like, you know, when then kind of there are the specifics for a platform trial in a certain disease, it's super important to have these patients, you know, on board, because they live with the disease every day. So they can best input in what's the unmet need, but also, you know, what are ways, you know, that they actually would be able to participate in such an innovative platform trial.
Anne-Catherine, that is brilliant, because that really takes into account, you know, the lived experience of, you know, people living with a certain condition as experts in their conditions as well. And that's something that I find quite innovative in the EU Pearl Project. Thank you so much for sharing. Mathieu, the project is coming to an end at the end of this month, April 2023. What is the ultimate hope for the impact of the EU Pearl Project? And, you know, what about what comes next?
I think that's a very difficult question, always, when it comes to public-private partnership. One of the major difficulties for those projects is to be sustainable. Sustainable means the idea, the energy, the concepts, the resources to be sustained over time, right? And it's always extremely difficult for a public-private partnership that once the project ends, the funding dries up and then all the resources should have a life by themselves. And that's something that was really tackled at the very beginning by EU Pearl. And so there is a solid plan that aims to make sure that the resources developed within the project are picked up by somebody else outside of the EU Pearl community and used to run more platform trials. I think that's the ultimate goal. We want to have more platform trials for more disease. Anne-Catherine, would you agree?
Yeah, sure, I agree. So I think it's really, or the real hope is, you know, that there are kind of people looking out for innovative solutions, that they pick up it, that they bring, you know, all these multiple stakeholders together and kind of collaboratively work on kind of using this tool, you know, to actually address hopefully many unmet need by patients.
Thank you both so much for being on the EU Patients podcast to talk to us about the end of the project EU Pearl. Thank you once again to Anne-Catherine and Mathieu of the EU Pearl project for being on the pod with us today. EU Pearl received funding from the European Union within the Innovative Medicines Initiative Program and from the European Federation of Pharmaceutical Industries and Associations. If you would like to learn more about the EU Pearl project, its work on making clinical trials more efficient and patient-friendly, and learn more about the project's final conclusions, head to www.eu-pearl.eu. Thanks for joining us today on another episode of the EU Patients Podcast. We are EPF, the leading voice of patient organizations in Europe with nearly 80 members across the continent. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and stay up to date on all EPF news by following us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or by visiting our website at www.eu-patient.eu. See you next time on the pod and stay safe.